We are indeed tracking Hurricane Iota, which is predicted to slam into Central America less than an hour from now as a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm. And here's a look at the radar as Iota takes aim at Nicaragua and Honduras. This is the same exact area battered by Hurricane Eta less than 2 weeks ago. A look earlier today in Nicaragua, Iota could bring winds up to 160 miles per hour, up to 20 inches of rainfall, and storm surge reaching up to 20 feet. That is expected to trigger potential mudslides and also bring massive flooding to that region. Iota is the 30th named storm of this year's unprecedented Atlantic hurricane season.
And as Honduras braces for all that damaging wind and flooding from the storm, a group of medical volunteers in Kansas will be heading to the country to help the victims. 10 medical volunteers from Heart to Heart International prepared today for a 2-week deployment to Honduras. They were tested for COVID-19 and then moved into a classroom for some last-minute training. Their mission is to provide mobile health care to 45,000 shelter residents. Medical volunteers say deploying in a COVID world certainly is very different from what they would normally encounter.
The main difference is we're using a lot of PPE. The teams will be masked. We will, to ensure their safety, not have as many people per vehicle, or we won't be sharing living space like we did normally. You know, we'll have people sleeping on cots in a large church.
The group is set to leave tomorrow for Honduras, and once they get back home, they, of course, will quarantine for 2 weeks.
Iota, a Cat 5 hurricane right now, 160-mile-per-hour winds. Never in recorded history have we had a Category 5 this late in the season. This is also the first Category 5 in the Greek alphabet. And Nicaragua has only been hit by 2 Category 5s in recorded history. This will be the third here within the hour. And this puts the last bullet point here, puts the season in perspective. Before 2020, there were only 8 tropical systems that had rapid intensification, 100 miles per hour in 36 hours. We've had 3 just in the last 2 months with Delta, Eta, and now Iota. Again, a Cat 5 hurricane closing in on coastal Nicaragua. There it is. And it was just 2 weeks ago tonight, we were talking about Eta, a Category 4 hurricane. And there's the track and white of Eta. And they're basically going to make landfall in the same location. So it's this part of Central America, Nicaragua, Honduras in particular, that are still recovering from that Cat 4 just 2 weeks ago, now having to deal with a Cat 5 here later on tonight. It'll continue to move off towards the west. Eventually, the remnants will find its way into the Pacific Ocean, but this is going to be a huge rainmaker, isolated rainfall totals of up to 30 inches. Joe?
Albert, thanks.